had a beautiful Mass last evening with the Easter Vigil. We had four new people enter into our church and one baptism, and the four of them were all received the sacrament of confirmation. So it's beautiful to see their devotion and their faith as they enter into the church. But one thing I wanted to reflect upon this Easter morning, there's a lot of things that we can dedicate our time and our effort to in life. You know, I went to the University of Virginia for my undergrad, and of course their basketball team won the national championship a couple weeks ago. I didn't have any time to watch any of the games, unfortunately, but. But the amount of dedication that it took, and the amount of time, and the years of practice, and of conditioning, and of training that it took, and not just for the players, but for the coaches as well. You know, that's a tremendous accomplishment. It's something that they dedicated a lot of time and a lot of effort to. You know, I know some nurses and doctors that dedicate an incredible amount of time in the nursing field or in the medical field into alleviating people's suffering and to help treat the sick. You know, I know of researchers who have discovered new medical procedures or discovered medicines that cure various diseases. And I know businessmen who put a lot of time and effort into producing better products or better services in order to create value for people. I know some people who dedicate a lot of time and effort into, making and establishing friendships. You know, there's a lot of different things that we can dedicate our time and our effort to. But a question we can reflect upon this morning is, what is the greatest thing that we can dedicate our time and our effort to? You know, what is the highest thing that we could possibly achieve in life? Because certainly some things are more important than others. I think most people would agree that, winning a national championship is a great accomplishment, but probably not the greatest thing that a person could do in life. You know, curing a disease is great, and it can give people life, but eventually they'll pass away. So it is limited in terms of time. You know, certainly a businessman who creates value that is valuable, but certainly money and wealth are not the most important things in life. You know, so what is the greatest possible thing that we could dedicate ourselves to? And the reality is that the highest thing that we can dedicate our time and our effort to is the worship and adoration of God. That is our highest and our greatest ability as human beings. And the reason why that's the highest and greatest ability is because it deals with God himself, the greatest being in the entire universe, the God who created the entire universe out of nothing. The worship of God deals with our relationship with him and puts us into right relationship with God. And so unlike sports, which deal with physical abilities, or medicine, which deals with treating a disease, the worship of God deals with the infinite God himself. And so the worship and adoration of God is the highest human ability. And what does it mean for us to worship God? When the worship of God, part of that means that we place all of our skills and abilities, whatever they might be, all of our gifts, and even our failings and our weaknesses, our strengths, our weaknesses, our failings and successes, putting those all down before God and offering them to him. Not so we use our gifts and abilities not for ourselves, but as an offering to God. The worship of God requires us to place our entire will before him, to abandon ourselves and to bow down and to worship the God of all goodness, the God of all truth, and the God of all beauty, and to serve him with whatever gifts and abilities we have. You know, the worship of God requires an act of our will that actually transforms our entire life and what we're seeking and orients it all upon God. And so that's what we're doing here this morning on Easter morning. The Mass is the worship that Jesus Christ himself instituted at the Last Supper. God himself instituted this form of worship when he offered his body and said the bread and said, "This is my body," and the chalice and said, "This is the chalice of my blood." He instituted the worship that we're doing right here this morning. And if we enter into true worship on our part, that is the greatest possible thing that we can do as human beings. Our modern culture has it completely wrong. Our modern culture places all sorts of other things as being more important than the worship of God. you know, seeking out, whether it is sports, whether it is financial stability, you know, all these other things that people dedicate their time and effort to. You know, there's a lot of people who don't come to church because they'd rather sleep in, or they have so many other priorities in their life. But our culture has it wrong. Because the first and foremost and the greatest thing that we can possibly do is the worship and adoration of God. That is first and primary, and everything else flows from that. The Mass is not only the greatest action and the highest thing that we can do as human beings, but it's also the most fruitful, the most beneficial for us. And why is that? Because at the Mass, Jesus Christ gives us the Eucharist, his very body and blood. And so the life of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is alive in the Eucharist. So just as Jesus Christ came radiant in glory out of the tomb, that same risen life of Jesus Christ is present in the Eucharist. And if we receive the Eucharist worthily and we take the Eucharist into ourselves, we actually can participate one day in the resurrection. We too, if we are in a state of grace and receive the Eucharist and persevere in the faith, one day we too will participate in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, where we will have eternal life. You know, there's lots of cares that we can have in our life, things we need to pick up from the grocery store, yard work or repair things around the house, things we have to do for work. But what are those things compared to immortality? The fact that Jesus Christ has conquered death and we have the ability through the sacraments and through Jesus Christ to live forever. What are all these other things compared to that? And so nothing is more important than what we're doing at Mass this morning. And nothing is more fruitful and more beneficial to us, because the Eucharist is the very source of eternal life that Jesus Christ won for us when he rose from the dead. And so that it's great that each one of us are here today, this Easter Sunday, to celebrate the greatest victory in human history, the victory of Jesus Christ over death. And that's actually something that we celebrate not just today, but every Sunday of the church year is actually a mini Easter Sunday. We celebrate the resurrection each Sunday. In part because Jesus Christ calls us to worship him every Sunday. In part because we need that nourishment of the Eucharist on a regular basis in order to sustain us through life and to support us on our path to eternity. And also to help keep our focus on the worship of God rather than so many other things that can come in and distract us. And so the Sunday obligation that we have for Mass is so beneficial to us in terms of nourishing us and keeping us centered on what's truly important. And so as we continue with this Mass, you know, I encourage each one of us to reflect upon what an honor it is for us to be here today at Mass and to be able to worship God and to receive the divine life that he gives us. You know, what an incredible blessing. And I encourage each one of us to enter into the act of worship. Because we're not just to be here physically, but to actually enter into the action of worship requires an act of our will. The greatest act possible, where we lay down whatever gifts and abilities we have, we lay those down as an offering to our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. You know, placing those things at his feet. And when we do so, not only is that the greatest action we can possibly do in life, but it also is the most fruitful because it gives us life. And Jesus Christ wants us to have life and to have it to the full.